Evet,
Yok. The movie, the documentary movie that was broadcasted about me, Ahmet Rıza Celali, in the news network of Islamic Republic Broadcasting Network in the 17th of December 2017 had multiple lies and wrong points and even opposite points that prove that all blames and all accusations of Ministry of Intelligence of Iran against me are wrong. First of all, I must say that the movie was recorded under very bad psychological situation of myself. I spent long time in isolated cell in 3 square meters without access to anything, and also I didn't have an opportunity, and I was not allowed to even contact my children in Sweden, and they started to threaten and mention that they will send some people to harm and to arrest my children. I was in a very unstable psychological situation, and also I was using some pills, psychological pills, because of depression and also suicide problem because of the prison situation. Also, before of the recording, they took my clothes and said that.
مخاطبی گرامی، این تمام توسط زندانی بازداشتگاه ادین میباشد.
Promise me that if you approve or dictated or if you approve or dictated the points and sentences, you will be released in just in 2 hours of the movie. None part of this movie, and even in none moment of investigation and none moment of past 20 months, I never accepted or declared that I have any cooperation with or any connection with Mossad. I never accepted that I have spied for Mossad. Always I mentioned that into a few people that mentioned that expressed that they belong to a company active in disaster and crisis management, a European company. They came to me and asked me to negotiate and to cooperate in scientific projects. But in 2010, in the critical moment, they said that this company and their work belongs to a security organization in Europe. Two, in none part of this movie and even none moment of the past 20 months, I have never ever declared that I have transferred any data to foreigners or this dimensioned organization in Europe. Always I answer the investigator that my reply to this European people was negative. I answer them that I don't have any information to give to you.
مخاطب گرامی، این تمام توسط زندانی بازداشتگاه ادین می باشد.
Because since 2002, I mean 8 years before the event in 2010, since 8 years ago, I was working just in medical and unclassified project career. In this movie, just present my explanation about question and demand of the European people. I mean that maybe not, I don't know who were them, but they said that we are European. But the movie didn't show and didn't broadcast my answers to this European, because I answered them that I am not ready to work with you, I am not ready to cooperate with you, and also I don't have any data to give you. But why Ministry of Intelligence cut the movie and didn't present whole movie? Because in this case, all anything against my country. And even I have done full commitment and I have sacrificed myself to help my country and to save my country and my country's information and data. Everybody knows that if there was even one point, one sentence that I declared, I transferred data to foreigners, of course, the Ministry of Intelligence in this movie had presented them. Why they don't present? Because there is nothing. Or, I have multiply declared during investigation in the Victoria office and also in the court. And also in this movie is approved that the only reason that I had to answer the European, to mention European people, the only reason was their threatening against my family, especially my daughter. They threatened me that you and your wife would be arrested or even killed, and your 77 years old daughter had to be transferred to a camp. They tried during a couple of years, they tried to pursue and ask my cooperation, but I never ever accepted to cooperate with them. If I was a spy, there was no need to threaten me. If I was a spy, there was no reason to continue and to say to me that if you go to Iran and do something against me, we will kill you. Because of this threatening and also because I didn't do anything against my country, I had to be silent and didn't say anything inside the country. Also, it is important to mention that one time I was attacked by a group of people, and then I noticed that my laptop was transferred to another country to and investigated. I informed to Iranian security people, and they didn't care. They said, no problem. But they didn't care about my situation. Five. About the nuclear scientist that were assassinated, Dr. Ali Mohammadi and Dr. Shahriari, in none part of this movie, as you see, I don't have any word, any sentence that somebody asked their information or I transferred their information to somebody. Just at the beginning, I say that during the project that I was involved in 2000 until 2002, these two scientists also were there. Except this point, there is nothing in the movie. I don't know how they analyze and how they conclude that I was involved in their terror and their assassination. If there was even one sentence or one document against me, of course the Ministry of Intelligence presented it in this movie. All verbal and also visual part of this movie approved that the meeting with the European people was in spring of 2010. It means that like April or May of 2010. The most important thing is that Dr. Ali Mohammadi was assassinated and was assassinated and killed in at least 3-4 months before. At least 3 and 4 months before Mr. Hawa, I was able to transfer data of Dr. Ali Mohammadi to other people 4 months after he was assassinated and killed. About Dr. Shahriari also, I gave all valid data or valid document with the judge during the trial and approve that it is not also related to me. But Mr. Salavati, the judge, missed it because he decided to give the death sentence to me and approve the blames of Ministry of Intelligence. I have mentioned multiple times that I had just one time. I had just one time. One meeting with these two scientists in 2001. At least 8 years before the assassination, before they was killed and they was thrown. At least 8 years before, but just for 3 or 4 minutes. After that, I didn't have any personal, organizational, technical, any cooperation and any relation, any news from them. I was able to transfer data after 8 years, after a meeting, 3-4 minutes meeting. About the money, that they say that you have received money, and in my verdict they mentioned that you have received 250,000 euro money. They don't have any document in this claim, and also and this movie presented it, a paper that showed that I have at most 28,000 euro during 5 years. But of course it was under problem, under threatening, under pressure that I had to write this. But even if somebody approved this, it is just 28,000 euro for a professor that was working in high rank level of scientific centers in the world. How is possible to receive just 28,000 euro during 5 years? And it is totally wrong and totally lying. Above the residency of Sweden, I mentioned that the guys, the European people, people that attacked me in 2010, they suggested if you cooperate with us, we can suggest and we can provide, offer residency of a European country, but I didn't accept. But that country was not Sweden. And the Sweden government now certainly knows that how I received this residency permanent residency from that country. I heard that they have sent a document to me, and I presented to the court that it showed that everything was legal, but Salavati didn't accept also that. And I asked the Swedish government and Swedish people that to mention and to emphasize that this is also lie. And if this is lie, many other things also are lie. About the meetings, numbers also there. I have never met this foreigner 50,000, but it showed that it is at most 8 times during 5 years, but I also didn't accept them in the court, in the trial, but if we also trust in this movie, it is just 8, not 50. In this movie, I emphasize that the only reason for me to travel to Iran was my commitment, my professionality, and also the many requests from Iranian medical center to invite me to go to the country and give my educational and consultation about the projects. But other cooperation, especially with the Ministry of Defense, is totally lied, because I think 2002, I never had any direct cooperation with this ministry. And also based on the law, the security part of this ministry and the security part of the country never allows a person that is living and working in abroad military or defensive products. But there was a medical institute that they were active in radiation emergencies and radiation at the medical, especially oncology and also radiology and it. But one part was research on the accident, and I was cooperating with them. And the people that were working with me also were just. Were just medical doctor owners. Finally, I would like to ask all people, Iranian people and all people in the world, in Europe, in European Union, authorities of my country, scientific centers and universities in Iran, European Union and all world, human rights organization, Amnesty International, all people that based on this lies and based on this wrong movie, the opposite point that there was in this wrong movie, and they know that I didn't have access to an atomic during attention in the Tristano jail, and because of long time isolating in a cell alone, and because of non-public court and non-public trials, and you know that they send it to Supreme Court during a few days and get approved of the Supreme Court without informing me, without allowing me to send my defense proposal during a turbulent manner. They approved it in Supreme Court, but all other illegal, immoral, and also against human rights activities and against human actions that have been done against me. And I ask them to support me and support my family, all Iranian people and all world. And please don't allow a few people from Ministry of Intelligence that to sacrifice me and to make me miserable and my family to. Because they want to fulfill and compensate their weak performance to in supporting of Iranian scientists. They want to show me that he is the reason, but I am not the reason, because there is no document and no other things against. The point is that why they present this movie and they broadcast this movie, just cut it, always cut it, cut, and then show some part of it. They didn't present the whole movie, the integrated movie, because they cut it and they had the speech to it. If they were honest, they must show whole movie. And cutting the movie, especially my answers, shows that they want to impact the social belief and social attention. But I am sure that everybody know in the world and in Iran knows that it is wrong and it is not honest and it is not correct. I asked the Iranian Justice Department, Ayatollah Amolillah Rijani, that allow me to have my case to be presented in a public trial, public court, with attendance of a group of high rank and honest and professional judge, not Salavati, other people that did. They are professional. They are honest. And also with attendance of technical experts to evaluate. And then publicly they show to hold the word that if I am guilty, I accept. But non-public. public and all illegal things during 20 months, and this movie approves that everything is wrong.